South Africa.
Shout out to Carl Word.
Hey guys, this is Avion, and this is After Hours with Kyle Word.
Chris, it's so great to connect with you, honestly. It's when Joy got a hold of me a couple of weeks, or if not a couple of months ago, I was so taken aback that we'd be able to speak. Honestly, I've been such a big fan of your music since Pieces came out, so it's such a great honor to chat with you, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm currently working on some EP stuff and finishing as much music as possible, but... yeah, currently also in the studio for the last 2 days now, and that's the second day now, just full-time, 24-7 in the studio here. But it's nice to chat with someone because I'm alone here because I do my production and my vocals on my own. I don't need nobody.
Sure. So
that's the only negative point. It's the only negative point of making everything on your own because you're like almost every time alone.
But yeah, yeah.
That's also nice sometimes.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, it's not always the worst thing to be alone in solitude to make music. How do you find being alone? Does it help your creativity more so than being social at the time that you're making music and recording for your records?
I enjoy both sides because when I'm in Berlin I always use the time to be like in sessions with other people. It's unusual to be alone in a studio in Berlin because I have a studio at my hometown, so I don't need to drive to Berlin to be alone in a studio.
Yeah.
But normally it's like with other people, like other artists, producers or something else. And I love it because you can never like stop learning new stuff. And other producers have like different techniques of like starting songs or like sound designer stuff, so I always enjoy watching them and learn stuff from them and always or teach stuff to them. Maybe I have like a simple trick they don't even know yet, and I show them and they'd be like, oh yeah, that's so nice. And always when I'm in a studio, it's like so cool to like learn new stuff and see the creative process of a different person, and I enjoy it a lot. But I think I'm the most creative and like the most in my zone when I'm alone in the studio.
Because
if you write the lyrics, if you like produce the song and it's like getting like really emotional and stuff, I always feel like shy when other people are here to get like fully into the zone. Because like I'm a little bit like introverted. But when I'm alone in the studio, it's like I can just let go, you know? I think it helps the creative process of making my songs.
And, I had the honor of having a listen to Broken ahead of it coming out this week. Firstly, congratulations. It's such an amazing record, and I can't wait to see how everybody reacts to it when it does come out this week. But I have to hear more about this record and the relationship that you had while making the record up until the point of you being okay and happy to release it to the world after you've had your time with it.
Yeah, it was actually a long time because I made the song almost 2 years ago.
Jeez.
Sometimes I have these days where I like sit in my studio and listen to old projects to just rehear them and think about them in a new way, because every year, every week, every month, I think I get like better at what I do. So I take like old project where I got like stuck and do it now with my new learning process. And I was scrolling through and I was like, broken. And I was like, yeah, just open it. Let's check. It was like, broken. Okay.
Nice. Oh my God.
let's check it. And the lyrics and stuff, like almost all the lyrics were already written, already recorded. So I listened to it, to the whole vibe. And it got me like feeling in a new, different way, because this story was now, I left it behind. And I felt the positive emotions of like, I'm broken, but it's okay. Like the positive story behind it. I felt that while listening, and I was like, yeah, now I can tell it's something positive. So fuck it. Let's finish it. The broken, like the demo project Broken, and the version I'm releasing on Friday is like a different vibe. I mean, like the main synth and like the drop style is mostly the same, but I did so much new production stuff on it. And yeah, I'm so proud of the song now, because that's always the biggest message of my music. When you listen to it, you should not like hear it and feel like my story. It's always like I leave room for people to listen to it and take their own story to it. For and sure. Be like, it's also an example with hope. When some people write me on hope and be like, yeah, it helps me with dealing with bad emotions. The other ones say, yeah, it helps me to feel happy and get like not melancholic. Other yeah. people say it makes me melancholic. And that's also the point on Broken. It can be like broken, but in a good way. It could be broken and you'd be like, you regret it. And so every listener should make your own story with the song.
Yeah, it's very interesting how there's, you know, there's that contrast that's created, you know, like with the music itself always having like this sense of happiness and euphoric feeling, and then the lyrics have this much deeper, darker undertone that literally come together, which creates that response from so many people. I mean, it must be quite surreal having the feedback that you get from firstly either live crowds or people writing into you and chatting to you about how your music helps them in so many different ways. That surely must be a massive inspiration to you as well, just to keep going at any point of your day or week or month where you may feel down yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's really surreal, because it's like, for you, it's a message on social media.
Yeah.
And it's like not reachable because you like can't touch it and you can't feel the actual emotions of the people. But it's so surreal because it's I'm so like introverted that I can't understand that for some people my music means so much, you know what I mean? It's like I have like the highest and the craziest messages that I got were like, people were like, okay, I wanted to end it all, but your music helped me to not. And that's like, yo, what the fuck? So that's the craziest stuff you can write me. And it's so surreal and so like unbelievably like crazy emotional and also heartbreaking, but also motivating at the same point. But that's the stuff that's keeping me going, you know? So I do the music for the people, and when the people say, yeah, we like it and that's what we need, then it's the best feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's easy like that. It's easy like that. I love what I do and I want to put my emotions in it, but the most important thing is that every listener should have like their own story with the song and have like different emotions with the song. And when it helps the people, then it's easy like that, then I'm good.
Yeah. On that note, to a degree, how do you find the relationships of the people that you work with, and what process do you have to go through to, you know, finding the right team that you can actually deal with and that you can divulge into so much more, you feel comfortable around them? Because, you know, while making music, you've got to bounce ideas off people, you've got to deal with your team, PR, label, etc. That must have been a bit of a journey to find the right team that keep you in the right space.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the best points of my whole business, because the team is wonderful. And I think that's one of the most important parts of this whole story, to have the people in the back who have the same vibe, the same vision of where you want to go, the same like touch and feel of music. And also I'm so happy about my management, because he's like, I think he's in the business for like 30 years now. And he has like a father function to myself. And he's like the calm but wise and intelligent part, and helps me with like contract stuff. And he's like super focused, also really loves the music. And that was like a so important thing for me, to have like a management who's not like the, okay, yeah, we're going to an Ibiza.
Yes.
And we're
yeah.
And it's nice to have like this calming, like father figure. And we have like such a good relationship, and it's so nice. And also with the whole label, because the label knows what I want to do and knows my style of music and knows where I want to go. And they fully support it, they don't want to change anything. And that was a big fear of myself when I signed to a major label and was like, yeah, so many people tell me, yeah, you need to sell your soul and you need to, when they want you to do rap tomorrow, you need to do rap. And it's like, it's not like that. If you really do what you love and you have like a good team there and they also like what you do, then it's such a wonderful working experience. And I love everyone from there. And it's such a nice, whole vibe, because they don't want to change anything about it. And that's the nice part. I can literally like
be yourself,
my whole creative process to my music, and they support it. And that's like the best relationship you could have with a label. And and I don't say this because I'm actually in the label studio.
They've got the mics running.
I don't know if they got the mics running, but we have such a good relationship. It's so nice. Help me.
Help you. No, I'm with you. The funny thing is, over the past couple of months with artists that I've spoken to that aren't necessarily with a major, they have the same thing to say, which is awesome. Because as you said, people so many of the time will put the fear of God into you of saying, okay, well, you know, you're going to sell your soul. You've got to do this. They're going to dictate. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to hear that that isn't the case, because you can literally do everything that you want to on your terms. Outside of the bits that we've been chatting about now, I have to just touch on pieces, and outside of what everybody has available to read and see online and have had the opportunity to live with the track since it came out. I'm just curious about the process that led to you being happy with that release and sharing it with the world, being it's so personal to you.
It was actually like so surreal. Like it felt like this whole time, like from the beginning of like, I released the song, it was called You. And it's actually not on Spotify anymore. It's on YouTube, because we signed it then with the major label and wanted to bring it out there. But the whole start of the Avion that I am right now, like my whole artist project that I am right now, is the song called You. And I released it on my own, like with a distributor. I think it was like Spin Up or something. And it was going really well for like a self-release, like really, really well. And I think it made like in the first days in like 300,000 streams. And that's like... I released it in my child's room. Like my mom was cooking dinner and I was like releasing a song. And it was like in a couple of days it gained a lot of streams, and I was like, yo, what's going on there? And not only me was wondering what's going on there, also the labels were wondering. And I was like, hey, yo. And the first one, it was an A&R from Sony. And he was writing me like with his private account. It was like, yeah, is this real? Is this like legit? And we actually meet up and it was really legit. And he told me about like, yeah, if you have like another demo laying around, send it to me. And if we like it, we can make like a contract. And I was like, yeah, I can check something. And I had the project of pieces also laying around with the synth stuff.
Yeah.
And I worked on it because it was like my main project at the time. I had like so many things laying around with like, I wanted to try different synths, different parts of the lyrics and stuff like this. And it was an evening where actually like every negative thought were like pushing all at once. And I was like, okay, I need to like just take this and write it into lyrics and make a song out of it. So I was like, yeah, I have the song, my main song Pieces. So let's put it in there. And I put like every drop of emotion. It was like such a crazy time in my life, because at one point I was like happy that the You song was going well. And now I got like attention from major labels and it felt good. But at the other point, like I had a normal job. I learned a normal job and I was like not happy there. And I felt, I saw different other people, like they were like younger than me. And I feel like they were like more advanced in what they do, and it felt not good. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, I'm with
and
you.
So like a little bit stuck at where I am. So it was a pretty like depressing time, and I put like every emotion in this song. And I remember I was sending it, like recording it with my iPhone and sending it via WhatsApp, like a voice message.
Yeah.
And I sent it to him and it was like just this like bomb emojis. And I was like, yo, that's actually really good. I was like, and that was like so relieving for me, and like every stress, every like pressure was like gone, and I was so happy. And okay, yeah, I'm gonna finish it and I'm gonna send it to you. And I sent him the full like demo of the song, like almost not mastered, finished, but the whole vibe of the song was ready. And he wrote me, yeah, we're gonna take the song. Let's make a deal. And it was so crazy because like it was going so fast, and like we did the music video shoot. Normally my music videos that I did was like with my friends that I still do my music videos now. Yeah. They also like grew with me, and they grew and I grew, and we're like, I stayed with my close like team from the start, from the beginning on. And normally we did the music video for you, like we were standing in the forest filming with the camera, doing some moves, and then okay, we got the music video, perfect. For Pieces, like we got a budget, we got like in Munich, we got our own part of the city just for the music. We were like shooting like a subway train and like a car accident where we like actually bought cars and flipped them over.
No way.
Like this car accident scene.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy because there were like 50 people working on the set, and it was like with camera, like big cranes and stuff. And I was like, yo, what's going
That's
on?
That's insane.
Like 2 weeks ago, I was like sitting in my room, like in my child room, finishing the song, and now I'm at this big scene and they're all here because of me, and that's really crazy. So it was like it was going fast, but also like this whole emotions because I made the song, they were not like vanishing away just because I made the song. I mean, you put this song, like these emotions, into a song because you feel these emotions. So it was a pretty like nerve-wracking, exciting time, but also like a really depressing time at the same time. And it was like so weird that it feels like a dream, you know what I mean? It's like it feels so surreal. But yeah, that was like the whole process of the start of Pieces. And then it came out and it worked like good, and it was like a good song. And then it was like, yeah, if you after the release, like 2 months after the release, it became like a normal song of mine. And then we were going like, okay, next song.
Yeah,
next song.
Yeah.
It's a normal business. And after 2 years, some random, I think, I don't even know what started it, but on TikTok, Instagram Reels and stuff, all the like celebrities, like influencers, musicians, all the people are like, traveling influencers, they use Pieces for their like videos.
Yeah,
like it started with like skiing videos. I remember I was like tagged in the video from a guy. He was skiing down the like a mountain and was like really nice filmed and such a good vibe. And Pieces was playing in the back, and I was commenting like, yeah, thank you for like using my song, such a pleasure. And it gained like millions of views. And then I saw other people using it and other people using it. And then after 2 years, it actually went viral on the whole social media, all social media platforms. And also the streams were gaining a lot. And then also Sony was like, yeah, we should like push it now. And it worked out. Now we're at
incredible.
Like over 100 million streams.
I see that. Congratulations. It's insane, man.
Thank you.
It's
actually, artists should notice that if you put a song out and after some month or like 1 year, it doesn't work out as much as you wanted it, just give it some time.
It's not like, done just yet.
Yeah, it's not done. Like even after 10 years, it's not done.
Yeah.
Because of like the whole TikTok game, no song is done.
Nothing is safe in a good way.
Yeah, nothing is safe in a good way, because you can actually have like a song that's like 20 years ago and it can be viral again. So and can be back into the charts. So that's a nice part, and artists should acknowledge this, that no song is safe in a good way.